We submitted a very detailed report to the Commission back in the summer, and we argued very clearly that the inaction of successive Irish governments to introduce the sewerage scheme was actually in violation of EU legislation, namely the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive. At that point, the Commissioner came back to say that in view of the evidence that we had put forward, it was the intention of the Commission to include the Gweedore sewerage scheme to the outstanding infringement cases against Ireland as agreed. And he agreed then that the failure to introduce wastewater infrastructure in Gweedore actually contravened EU legislation. So what we've received now is a formal response that the Commission intends to proceed with this case and that they have made the authorities in this country aware of that. So the government now basically has a number of weeks to respond to the Commission's notice, following which, if the government failed to satisfactorily prove to the Commission that it's making all necessary progress to resolve the issue, then the European Commission can decide to refer the matter to the EU Court of Justice, which could again initiate litigation procedures. I suppose from my position and the position of Pierce Doherty and Sinn Féin, we don't want that to happen. We didn't want to be in a position where we had to report this case to the European Commission in the first place. But the people of Gweedore have been waiting for over four decades now for what is a much-needed sewerage scheme that would need to serve the region. And it's absolutely ridiculous that we have such delays that have been in place by all parties in terms of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Labour over four decades. And it's not only impacting on the economic development, but it's impacting on people's lives in the Gweedore area in matters such as planning and other areas.
What's it going to take to constitute a satisfactory response from the government's point of view? Presumably to say we intend doing it isn't going to be enough anymore.
No, I think that they will need to say that they intend to do it and they need to give a date in terms of commencing the whole tendering and legal and planning process. There is no reason why the government shouldn't do that. As I've said on previous occasions, if this was a situation where you were dealing with a larger urban city, it wouldn't have been left hanging this way. This is, I suppose, a sign of the attitude that successive governments have had towards rural areas like Donegal. When significant infrastructure development is needed, in many cases you see that infrastructure development being announced by government on numerous occasions before actually works began. So what we need now is less announcements and more actual practical movement on the ground.